I counted four separate marching bands making their way down Northwest 20th Street, and school staff riding high in a bright white convertible.
You know, I have my two phenomenal reading coaches with me. One of our dynamic
This is Vice PLA Principal teacher. Kevin Lawrence.
Going back to the 1920s, Booker T was the only school in South Florida that afforded black students the opportunity to get a high school diploma, going as far up as West Palm Beach and as far south as Key West.
Albina Sumner, solo twirler, the marching band, Booker T class, 1967.
The school built up traditions like a standout music program through the 1960s, when court-ordered desegregation made Booker T a middle school and scattered its students to three different high schools. Antoinette Smith says Miami Jackson High was 98% white at the time, and not nearly as nurturing as the school she left.
I got to Miami Jackson, and my counselor explained to me that I did not have that many opportunities. If she had only known how far I went in the federal government.
Booker T reopened for high school grades in 1999. Last year, Smith finally got her diploma there as an honorary member of the class of 1968. 1968 was also the year I-95 opened after construction that tore through the heart of Overtown. Paula Campbell Brown was a teenager.
And my grandparents had a great house on 11th Street and a business on 11th Terrace that was destroyed as a result of that.
The whole trio are wearing black and orange, still proud to be Booker T. Tornadoes. I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Miami.